Abortion is constantly in the news because it's such an important topic. America's founders said that our first right granted by our Creator is the right to life. Recently, Vice President Kamala Harris mentioned the Declaration of Independence. She left out the part about the Creator, and she also left out the part about the right to life. But other than that, anyway, lifenews.com is a steady source of information regarding abortion, because abortion is at war with the right to life. Micaiah Bilger writes many of the articles for lifenews.com. For example, in the last half year, we've seen an assault on pro-life centers, sometimes even churches, mostly Catholic, for their pro-life stance. One of Micaiah's articles recently begins this way. A man injured himself this month while allegedly trying to steal a statue of St. Michael the Archangel from a church in Mexico, tripping and falling onto the statue's sword. This is Focal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and Micaiah Bilger, writer for LifeNews.com, joins us again on the program. Micaiah, great to have you back on the program. Thanks for joining us.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Sure. And what I'd like to do today is just kind of get a pro-life update. In other words, we'll just sort of deal with one story after another. Let's begin with the story that I mentioned at the very opening about how Kamala Harris, Vice President, gave a speech about abortion. She mentioned the Declaration of Independence. She said, oh, our founders, you know, recognize the right to liberty and the right to the pursuit of happiness, but she left out the right to life, which is the first one they mentioned. Oh, and she also left out the source of that right, which is our Creator.
Exactly. Well, she was in Florida giving a speech to mark the 50th anniversary of Roe versus Wade. Now, praise God, Roe versus Wade didn't make it to its 50th year. The Supreme Court overturned that decision last June, and now states can protect unborn babies' right to life again. So, but the Biden administration is very pro-abortion. They've been working aggressively to try to expand abortions in response to Roe being overturned. So Harris was marking the 50th anniversary, which happened on Sunday, and she was talking a lot about rights and freedoms. And we hear those words over and over again from abortion activists when they talk about abortion. But it was very interesting to hear her speech because she quoted the Declaration of Independence, as you said. And when our founders, you know, when they created our nation, you know, and, you know, they were Christians, they, you know, founded us one nation under God, they recognized in the Declaration that our first right and our most fundamental right is our right to life. Well, when our Vice President just quoted the Declaration on Sunday, she left out the right to life. And she also left out the part about how we were endowed these rights by our Creator. And I was looking through, I listened to her speech, read her speech, and she left out the Creator on purpose. There is a quote from her speech saying that she, quote, be clear, these rights were not bestowed upon us. They belong to us as Americans. So she's saying God didn't give us these rights. He didn't bestow these rights upon us. They just belong to us. Doesn't make sense, but...
You know what's interesting about that, too? Yeah, that's an excellent point. What's interesting about that, too, is that these rights weren't bestowed upon us by the state. The founding fathers, they recognize these rights. These rights exist. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and are endowed by their Creator. But you're absolutely right. This shows the worldview that they're operating from and the anti-life implications of that worldview. Okay, since we're going to talk about a potpourri of stories, how about if I shift gears and ask you about the attacks on the pro-life centers, the attacks on churches, a lot of them being Catholic. The interesting story, or the irony, you know, of the Bible says something like, he who digs a pit, you know, for someone else to fall in, falls into his own pit. That happens sometimes, you know, instant karma, I guess. Tell us about this guy in Mexico that got hurt trying to, you know, vandalize one of these Catholic Church statues.
Sure, exactly. Like you don't want to laugh, but you almost do because you're right. You know, I think that's from Proverbs, right? You know, God says it says you dig a pit, you'll fall into it. And a man, according to police earlier this month, had been drinking. He was in Monterrey, Mexico, and he broke into Christ the King Catholic Church. And apparently he saw this statue of Michael the Archangel in the church and decided he was going to steal it. Well, the statue has like a sword attached to it. And as he was leaving, he, I guess, stumbled and tripped and fell onto the statue's sword and apparently very seriously injured his neck. I guess he kind of crawled out of the church, according to the reports, and someone who was on the sidewalk walking by saw him and they called an ambulance and he was taken to the hospital. But yeah, he really seriously injured himself. We've seen a lot of this happening in the United States and across the world.
Now,
A number of
the this that you're talking about is the vandalism towards churches and pro-life centers, as opposed to, you know, this instant karma thing that we're talking about. But go ahead.
Yes, exactly. Thank you. So a lot of attacks on Christian churches and pro-life organizations and pro-life figures. There have been a couple different organizations keeping track of these reports. Life News has been doing that with mostly just, you know, attacks related to the abortion issue. And we found about an average of 4 attacks every week last year.
Oh
So
man,
there, that
that's
was
more
the
than most of us
average,
realize.
according to our research.
Yeah, and the
I'm
worst
sorry?
one that's worse than I think most people realize. And the worst
Mm-hmm.
example of that would probably be the pro-life pregnancy center in the Buffalo area, which was firebombed, and they were so dedicated. Jim Harden, that was the manager of that. They were so dedicated to, you know, restoring that they ended up spending the $300,000 to $400,000 to restore it. But that showed that's a lot of damage. And thank God nobody was in it when they bombed it. It could have killed somebody.
Yeah, and from what they said, there were 2 firefighters who were injured in the blaze, according to the reports. And that was just one of 10 different arson attacks or attempted arson attacks this past year on pro-life organizations or churches directly related to the abortion issue.
You know, let me just stop you real fast. This is amazing when you think about this, because basically the pro-abortion forces always like to say, oh, we're just for choice. We're for choice. We should, you know, everybody should be for choice. You know, and it's like, you must choose abortion. And if you don't, we're going to, you know, rob you of your choice to do so by, you know, tearing down your pro-life pregnancy center. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Okay. Let's shift gears, if we would. You have written a lot of articles on the tragedy of a young couple where they give birth to a baby, they decide they can't keep the baby, and rather than give the baby over to a safe harbor station, maybe they're not even aware of such laws, and you can illuminate that for us, but they end up killing the baby, and then when they get caught, it's murder.
Yeah, infanticide is still a problem. I think it's something that people don't think about as much happening in the U.S. until it happens in their own communities, but it still happens, and it is a pro-life issue that our movement's involved in, and it breaks my heart every time it happens because every single state has a safe haven law that if a parent can't take care of their baby, they can give the baby to a hospital or a police station. Every law is a little bit different state by state, but if they give the baby over to authorities and the baby's, you know, not been abused or whatever, then, you know, they will not face any consequences. You know, they can, you know, the baby will be placed for adoption. They'll be given care at the hospital until a family's found. So there's, you know, no consequences. It's easy. There are even some baby boxes, which are like these kind of insulated little boxes with alarms on them in some fire stations. There are more of them popping up around the country where someone can place their baby, keeps them warm, keeps them safe until authorities can, you know, take care of the baby. So there's not a lot of awareness about these safe haven laws, and it's sad to see babies being thrown in dumpsters, abandoned in the woods or in garbage cans. Every time I write about these stories, it breaks my heart because it can be easy sometimes as a journalist to kind of become numb to some things after you've written about them, read about them so often, but it always affects me. It always makes me kind of tear up.
Oh, absolutely. And well, it should. And let me just add this real fast. And that is the key is 24/7. So in other words, think in terms of, okay, the local fire department, station where it's open 24/7, local police department or hospital. That this is where these babies can be dropped off. Again, no questions asked. All right. Let's, shift gears and talk about chemical abortions. That seems to be on the rise. And what does this mean for a lot of women? This means they'll be having abortions in their own homes and then they'll be seeing the results of this, and you know, instead of having a clump of tissue, they'll be delivering a dead baby, a little tiny dead baby. But this will be it's just so awful.
It is. This is the chemical abortions are sometimes called the abortion pill, and this isn't the morning after pill. This is an actual abortion pill that is given to a woman up to 10 weeks, sometimes even 12 weeks of pregnancy. And about a year ago, the Biden administration said that these pills could be given through the mail, that a woman no longer needed to see a doctor in person to get them. So we now have mail order abortions in our country. And this is one of the ways that the abortion industry and pro-abortion leaders are trying to keep abortions or expand abortions even in states where it's illegal. What happens, and women are told these are so safe and they're not a lot of pain to them, but really we're seeing more and more studies. There was just a new one out of Canada last week showing that these are much more dangerous. I mean, they're always dangerous for the baby. Their intention is to kill the baby, but they're dangerous for the mothers too. And we're hearing from OBGYNs as well that women are calling their offices traumatized because they took these pills at home and were told it would be, you know, easy, basically pain-free, and then they're, you know, suffering and in pain and bleeding for hours or days on end, and then they find their baby, their tiny baby, in the toilet. And these women are absolutely traumatized. This is what we're hearing from doctors pro-life doctors, OBGYNs. So a lot of what we're trying to do, is the pro-life movement, is raise awareness just so women know these are not safe for them. Their baby at 10 weeks is pretty close to fully formed, you know, fingers and toes and
just real small,
eyes and
real tiny.
Yeah, just real small, but they oftentimes they will see it. It's small, but especially at 10 weeks, they usually can see the baby. And so there's a lot of post-abortion healing ministries reaching out to these women too. So it's a big effort. It's a big challenge and a new challenge for the pro-life movement. But we're working hard to reach out to these moms, both before and after.
And we have about 45 seconds for remaining as far as the time. Lifenews.com, that's your website. What would you say to those who say, hey, Roe versus Wade has been overturned, so abortion as an issue, is it over?
Oh, definitely not. There are still, we have 14 states now that where abortions are basically outlawed, but there's so many more where it isn't. And this is not just about banning abortion. This is about reaching out to moms in need and fathers too, and their babies, helping them, and not just making abortion illegal, but making it unthinkable. We're really trying to just love moms and dads and help them to see that every life is valuable. So that's our continued challenge and our continued fight to make sure every life is valued in America.
Excellent. Micaiah Bilger, lifenews.com. Thank you so much for joining us. All the best.